Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla. What is up, rock star Sam Crowley? You would think, based on the first 4 seconds of this podcast, I got a great night's sleep last night and that I wasn't at urgent care with my daughter for 4 hours and that she wasn't up coughing all night. But there's a great lesson in that. Welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast. All of what I just stated is true. You know, quite honestly, most of what I say is true. I want to share with you some lessons I learned last night. We had to take our daughter, Susan. Again, if it's Monday, we must be at Children's Hospital because the previous Monday, our little amazing miracle baby, who's now 5, swallowed a round object, got it caught in her airway. And had to have that kind of dealt with last Monday night. And this Monday, she has just, what kids with bad lungs get this time of year. It's the end of November 2019. And that's just a case of the cruddy feels and this really wicked cough, and her lungs are really weak, so she just can't handle it. So we're at urgent care, and in between all the long waits and the expensive medications and all the nonsense that happens when you have a broken healthcare system like we do here in the U.S., just amazing medical professionals, but the system itself is, I can't think of a worse way to have to deal with it, but hey, man, I'm not complaining. My kid's alive, so I'll take it. But anyway, we had a nurse last night with just a great attitude. And, you know, when you have somebody with a great attitude, no matter what business you're in, it really makes the experience better. I'm not saying it makes it great. I was still bitching and moaning last night because I was tired. My wife was tired. Susan's hacking up a lung, literally. And it's just a long day, man. And you know what? I'm human, just like you. So, yeah, I was bitching and I was complaining to myself, not anybody in public, and whining, you know, like we all get at the end of a long day. I'm talking 9 o'clock at night in a waiting room at Children's Hospital. So I'm human, man, just like you. But we had a nurse with a really cheery attitude. And when we were finally leaving, she gave Susan an inhaler. We've never used an inhaler before. So for breathing treatments for her, she needs it. She really does. And she was just such a really just great soul, just a beautiful soul. You know, she showed us how to use the inhaler. She was joking around with Susan, and it just made the experience better. Did it make it perfect? No, it sucked. The whole night sucked, and we didn't sleep. We just didn't sleep because Susan was up all night coughing, but she made it better. And whenever you go into any kind of a business or a profession, just bring your attitude, man. Bring your attitude because, and I mean your good attitude, because so many people out there are majoring in minor things and they're complaining about stuff that quite honestly is not that big of a deal, you know? And last night was a flashback to when we were spending, you know, 221 straight days at Children's. And then when we got home, we were in and out of doctor appointments, it felt like. And behind that was these millions of dollars in medical bills and these expensive prescriptions. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you guys know. I can't remember. There's a drug that you got to give your kid when they have RSV, and you give it to them once a month. And this would have been the winter of 2015 going into 2016. And the drug treatment, I remember seeing it was $6,000 per dose. So she got a dose of it once a month that got mailed to us, and we gave it to her. It was $6,000. Maybe you know the name of that for RSV. I don't know. But when I saw the invoice, I'm like, oh my God. But back to the attitude. I try to bring a positive attitude to the Every Day of Saturday show, but I also try to bring a real attitude. Like, you listen, if you found this show at some point, you probably Googled, or in iTunes, I'm sorry, you went into iTunes probably, and you were searching for motivation, inspiration, and you found other shows besides mine, And you heard all the cheery, life is pretty, there's nothing wrong, the universe is going to bring you whatever you want as long as you sit Indian style in the middle of a pasture and wish for it. And then you found this show. And what you liked about this show is it was authentic, it was raw, it's just a guy in the Midwest raising his family of six, speaks on stages every now and again, coaches people all day, every day, absolutely lives for it. I live for my coaching clients. I absolutely jump on our calls when just excitement, like a kid opening a Christmas present. So, by the way, if you want to get on my coaching schedule, just go to my calendar, launchwithsam.com, and I'll book your 30-minute call. I'll call you from my cell phone. That's the way I work, man, one-on-one. I'm like the doctor that still makes house calls. In a world of group coaching and webinars and videos, I'm the individual that still makes house calls, and I love it because it's the best way you're going to find success. So if you want to find success quickly and turn your message into a movement, get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com, or just text me, 513-582-6570. That's straight to the doctor's cell phone, 513-582-6570. Only text me if you're ready for the call, though. The reason I say that, I do get the occasional text message, be like, hey, is this really Sam? And I'm like, yeah, hi, how are you doing? Well, listen, do you really think I can? And then coaching via text doesn't work. Coaching on a call works great, so schedule your call. But bring your attitude, bring your authenticity, bring that just that raw, emotional, great attitude that whatever it is that you do, whatever it is, it doesn't matter what you do. Last night, the nurse, we've had some really bad experiences with medical professionals, you can imagine, over 5 years of being in and out of doctor's offices. And we've had the most amazing human beings dedicated to their craft. And what made them amazing was how they viewed the world. They could complain, they could get exhausted. And these nurses are on their feet 12 hours a day, nonstop, running all over the place. And the ones that really have stood out to us are, my mom was a nurse, you know, and all the time. When I was a kid, all I heard was, your mom really has an amazing bedside manner. Just an amazing bedside manner. That's all they talked about, my mom. You know, just a quick-witted, kept things humorous, you know. And even when her later years in life, she worked at the nursing pavilion. Same thing, you know, the elderly people and the people that work with your mom, it's a great bedside manner. And so that's what people remember. What did we talk about, man? How you make them feel. I talked about the lessons from Disney on yesterday's podcast, and I was saying it's really how you're going to make people feel when you launch this movement. You know, when you go into business and you do what it is you do, make people feel however you want to feel when you're going through that experience. So when I do this podcast, I want people to be a few things. I want them to be inspired. I want them to be motivated. I want them to be empowered. But you just can't motivate someone. If someone's going in the wrong direction and you motivate them, you're just going to get them going quicker in that wrong direction, you know? But if you inspire somebody with a call to action, a lesson, something they can really sink their teeth into, now you've changed it from just inspiring them to inspiring them and giving them something, just something to latch on to. And then it's okay to monetize that. I monetize. I feed my four kids and keep the lights on at my Crowley compound by coaching people one-on-one. I love it. Like I said, I live for it. It's okay to monetize. If people know when they book the call with me, they're going to get 25 minutes of amazing content and strategy, and I'm going to do all the listening and give you as best advice as I can give you. And the last 5 minutes, I always say, hey, can I share with you how we can work together one-on-one? And I have a customizable program for everybody, you know, whether it's 50 grand or 10% of that. It doesn't matter. The money isn't, it doesn't matter. What matters is the best clients are the ones who come to the call with what? What do you think I'm going to say? The attitude. It works both ways. The teacher has to have a great attitude, but the student has to have a great attitude. Do you think kids in school would learn better if they had a great attitude every single day and open to learning? Of course. And then when they learn that subject in school, can they apply what they learned? Does the teacher give them a call to action? Not just give them homework, but tell them why they're getting the homework and what they're going to learn from it. And when they do learn it and apply it, what can happen? How great do you think a teacher that would be? I've had great teachers in high school, in college, in grade school. I still remember them because they did exactly that. They were awesome. They were excited to come to work every day, regardless if they taught the same subject for 7 hours a day. Every new class, every new bell that started, they were there to teach with an amazing attitude. And then they also told us why we needed to learn it and how we can apply it. So I really want to encourage you to dial in on the attitude. You know, don't take clients on or business on or projects on. Don't do anything unless you want to do it. There's some things that you have to do. I get it, you know, like, I don't know, doing your accounting and your paperwork and things like that. All right, I get it. None of us want to do that unless you're an accountant, you know, and you really enjoy doing that stuff. But when it comes to doing what your Saturday is, what that vision is, that passion, bring the attitude, man. Bring that amazing spirit. And I'm telling you, I'm guaranteeing you the money will follow. It always does. I've never seen anybody who loved what they did and had an amazing attitude that ever worried about food being on the table. Never happened. Never, not one time in my 51 years have I ever seen that. All right? So let that be you. All right? I might try to take a nap later on today, but I don't think so. I'm pretty jacked up, man. I'm pretty jacked up today. Very grateful that my daughter's going to be okay as well. And grateful for you listening to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Oh, could you do me a favor? As of right now, I'm stuck for whatever reason. I don't know why. 800 reviews. Could you take a moment after this podcast ends in about the next 10 seconds and click on the ratings and review inside of iTunes and leave them 5-star rating? That would be awesome. I would appreciate that. Just leave a rating for the show if you haven't done so already. It helps individuals. Why do I ask that? It helps individuals like you. Great people find this podcast faster. That's all. All right. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.